Okay, it's Wednesday night. We're not going to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tonight. I have a sheet. I'm going to go through some halachas that are nogea tu b'shvat about kedima b'brachas, which grada is siman nun hey. We're about to learn it in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but I figured I printed out the sheet. I didn't look at it yet. I hope it's right. Okay, if you have a lot of kinds of fruit in front of you, and they're all the same bracha, let's assume they're all eights. No peanuts and no pineapple.
Banana chips.
What?
And banana chips.
Right. So if there's min shiva, if it's from the Shivas Haminim there, Shivas Haminim comes first. There the perish and ishtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. Okay, chit and sora, we don't eat for some reason on Tu B'Shvat. Not a pre. Gefen Hussein Avrim on Eretz Hashem and Dvash. Dvash is dates. So Perish Shivas Haminim come before all other pre ha'eitz, even if it's Chaviv. Shivas Haminim versus Chaviv, you like an apple better, you like a pear better. Shivas Haminim come first. And you make the bracha, if they're all in front of you, you make the bracha over the Shivas Haminim fruit. Over the Shivas Haminim fruit. Okay.
But as we learned before, that if you're not eating your favorite first, you might have to make another bracha.
If it's not on the table, but if you know you're going to eat it, then you don't. Right, you have to follow those halachas. Now, remember that all kedima, again, I'm painting a scenario as if the guy's sitting down to a chamish aser b'shvat table. But really, when we talk about it in kedima, it's only if you want to do both of them now. So it's a question which comes first. But, you know, if you're hungry and the other one is not here now, or you want to eat the other one for dessert, then you do not apply any of these rules. You just eat what's in front of you, and that's what you're holding by eating. You're not mechuyev to wait. Okay, the din kedim is only in the bracha. So you make the bracha and you eat, let's say on zeisim. But then you don't have to eat them in any particular order. Sometimes people, you don't have to eat the remaining fruit in any particular order. The din kedima is only on making the bracha. Well, yeah, it's what to make the bracha over. Or if there's different brachas, which bracha to make first. In our case, we're talking about all ha'eid, so we're talking about the din kedima, which species is kodem that you make the bracha over that species. But once you're eating, you can eat in any order you want. What
about shleim? What if you have like a half a date and you have a whole apple?
But we're not up to that yet. Now we're saying, okay, whatever's first in the pasuk, shivas haminim trumps shleim. Now, if you have different shivas haminim, so whichever is first in the pasuk comes first. Dates are before grapes. Because dates are Eretz Hashem and Udvash as number two. For example, dates and grapes, dates is number two to the second Ha'oret, Eretz, and grapes is number three, Chitus or Gefen. So dates and grapes, even though since it's two and three, so the dates are before the grapes. Okay. But b'derech klal, different brachas, you can ignore the shivas haminim rule. B'derech klal, meaning the zonos will come before borei pri hagafen, right? Even though I guess what? Sorry, it's chitos. I don't understand why he wrote that. Because chito soir is also shivas haminim. Maisa kedera. What? The other three are kinds of chita, kinds of soir l'chayra. Okay. So mazonos comes before yayin. I'm not sure why whoever wrote this. Okay. If you have, they used to drink beer from Bali. I don't know. That's what he says here. On Tu B'Shvat. So he says, but that's shehakol. So that certainly does not come first. Shehakol is definitely like the last bracha, even if it's made out of malt, I guess, or barley. Does what comes first, wine or grapes and dates? In other words, Eretz Chitasar Geffen is number three. And some say since wine is chashuv and it has its own bracha, like it's a special chashivas, you make a bar priya gofen, and the Gemara says it has so many qualities, wine. It's soed, it's mesameach. So some say wine is first, even before dates.
People cover, according to this, people would have to, if it was not like that, but people would have to cover foods that are on the table or something. When I think we're on the table.
Why would they have fruit on the table?
If, off the dates.
Even if it was too bishvat.
Get
who has fruit on what?
Get olives on your table.
You mean they put out olives and dates?
There's olives on the table. Often so on Israeli.
If you don't hold like this,
then you'd have to cover it.
So some say that there's a din kadima, and yayin has a special kadima because it's more than grapes. In other words, wine will trump dates and olives because of special chashivas, and some say not. Minig ha'olam, the late achrayim talk about it.
That's why he said mizonos probably, because wine trumps olives and dates. He wanted to make the point.
So motzi comes first.
Like if you say adama.
Motzi mizonos what?
If you would say adama on sita.
On what?
Rough wheat.
Yeah.
Say adama.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put it before.
You mean, I'm not sure. No, I don't agree necessarily. Because it's chita. But I don't know, Adama is not so much behind her eights. It's,
what about barley versus dates?
Barley versus dates. So the first Oretz comes before the second Oretz.
The Zaysim will come before barley.
What?
Sarim versus
Zaysim. Versus dates, I think barley's first. Well, Mizonos is always first.
Mizonos is first. If I have Sarim versus Zaysim, so I have Eretz. The second
if it's
Eretz.
Mizonos, it's for sure first.
It's first?
And even if it's Adama, I think the first Eretz is before the second Eretz.
So it becomes second in Puzzle. Sarim comes second while Zaysim comes first. And the second Eretz.
Oh, so then you would do the dates first. Yeah. But not if it's Mizonos. The dates would come before Adama.
Dates is Zaysim.
Zaysim, I'm sorry. The Zaysim would come before Ha'adamah, but they wouldn't come before Mizonos.
So it doesn't matter that Sarim is in the Pasuk second versus Zaysim, which is in the Pasuk first. Since Mizonos will come first.
Yes, that's what he's saying now. The Brachos, you follow the Din Kadim of the Brachos. So you have Amotzi and then Mizonos, and they're all before fruit. Then comes Zayas. Then Tamarim, then Anovim. Why? Why is Tamarim? Oh, because Anovim is third. Then Te'enim, Eretz Chitasar Gefenu Te'ena, Verimon. And then all other fruit. Okay. What?
Shimonim Makbid, I said, Simon and Rosh Hashanah. Shimonim Makbid, for example, if you look at the art scroll, Maser, it shows the Simonim, not in orders of the Kadima and the pairs. People do
the
apple before they do the
tumble. Yeah, but then I would apply the rule we just learned, that if you have an order in which you want to eat it, then if you're going to have, like what I do Rosh Hashanah is I eat the apple first, and I eat the other fruit for dessert, so I don't have that problem, because I'm not eating them now. So that's later for dessert, and the apples. So
no,
we
still
got
simonim,
they're all
there. So
you simonim at the beginning.
No, I do my... That's what I'm saying.
No, but he's saying not like you. He's saying
if it's your minhag, you have simonim at the beginning.
So then the tamar comes before the apple.
You should not follow the art scroll.
I don't know what they're talking about. If you're going to eat them now, then the shivas haminim come before an apple. Okay, bar pri eitz patos everything that's in front of you. Ah, this is a very important din. If you make the bracha on the wrong thing, then it doesn't automatically pater the other ha'eitz, unless you specifically had a mind. In In other words, we had the rule. When you make the bracha over the wrong thing, it doesn't automatically cover other things with the same bracha. It only covers it if you specifically have in mind that it should. So if you make a bracha, let's say, on the apple, mistakenly, then if you had in mind, which usually people do, that it should pater everything, that's okay. But if you didn't, then you would have to make a new bracha on, let's say, the Shivas Haminim fruit. And the same as if you make Shahakol first. So if you had a mind to pater everything, that's wrong, but it would be good. You would be pater, even though you did the wrong thing. But otherwise, it doesn't automatically pater it. Okay.